It ran on my cistern, and I bore a hole in that pen so it go in the cistern.
Yeah.
So I don't get that poison from that, you know what the poison sugar cane with?
Yeah.
You see, that used to set on your roof, and the rain would come and wash it in your gutter and bring it down to your cistern. But now I get my water direct from the sky. And then we got a deep water well where we use that for as washing dishes, flush the toilet, you know.
Yeah.
One thing at a time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call that thing? The water comes out of the what?
You mean outside?
Yeah. No.
In that well?
No, here. It comes out of the... You turn the water on at the...
What would I call that thing that you turn it on there? Yeah. That's called a faucet.
Faucet.
You turn it on and cut it off. That's from your deep water well. That got pressure. I mean, we got an electric pump out there, you see. Well, you put your faucet on to give the water kettle water. 3, 4, 5 different plates.
Out in the yard?
Yeah.
You got them out in the yard?
Yeah.
You call them
spigots? We got a faucet over there. We got one there. We got one on the other side, and we got one behind my back there. Then we got one by the hog lot. Just going to open the faucet and give them water. Now, you can make a self-opener. You take a jug, put a stop on it.
Mm-hmm.
Tie that jug to that faucet. When that cow drink, that jug go down and trip that. Then when it's leaking, that jug will raise up like that until it closes. That's how we water our animal here.
I see.
Floating, we can put a wooden block after that faucet, open it and close it. That's how we do it. Automatically.
Now, stuff that used to come in a barrel, you to get it out of the barrel, maybe a liquid in the barrel, you'd have to put something in the barrel and turn it on. What'd you call that?
No, you don't have to put anything in the barrel. You mean if you have syrup, gasoline?
Yeah.
Thing of that sort.
Yeah.
You don't have to put nothing in the barrel. You just open the faucet. And it's going to automatically come up.
I see. Okay. Now, you got water pipes. Do you ever have any problems when it gets so cold, the water pipes will...
Only one time. Right between my bathroom and where we sitting down and now, I had a pipe that had got busted open, you know?
Yeah.
But it was 26 degrees. And I just had forgotten to drain the pipe.
Uh-huh.
Only one time.
Oh, okay. Now, I want to talk with you a little about what stuff came in. What did flour come in? When you buy it from the store?
Yeah, I understand. Long time ago, flour used to be shipped by barrel.
Mm-hmm.
Then it came, they used a 24-pound cotton sack. Buy a sack of flour.
Cotton sack?
Or you buy a barrel of flour. And today they're using a pasteboard box. You buy 2 pounds, 5 pounds, or 10 pounds of flour.
Yeah. Everything's packed up now, just like...
Difference. Altogether different. Just... Well, together difference, you know.
Yeah. Things used to buy them what?